I'm Robin Young. It's here and now in Tampa. It's already Paul Ryan's convention, so says the Washington Post, after Vice Presidential nominee Paul Ryan speak to the convention last night. We were on the floor. Delegates were gushing.
He brought back the Republican Party. It's not about the government stepping in and doing things. It's everybody in this room can do something for themselves, and we're going to get the government the heck out of the way. It's the power that comes from that, and it was out of the park.
My God, there really is hope. There really is somebody who believes in this country.
He was dead on. The focus is limited government. Let us, the people, solve the problem. Get out of our way, government. And he articulated that on every major issue our country faces.
Ryan's speech is being called the best so far at the RNC, with a number of zingers like this one.
College graduates should not have to live out their 20s in their childhood bedrooms, staring up at fading Obama posters and wondering when they can move out and get going with life.
Fading Obama posters. That one will be remembered. We are going to, in a few minutes, look ahead to tonight's speech from the presidential nominee Mitt Romney. But first, joining us to talk about Paul Ryan, Craig Gilbert, the Washington bureau chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Craig, you've been covering Paul Ryan for a very long time. Your thoughts on the speech?
Well, I saw a lot of heard a lot of familiar things. I wasn't surprised that the speech was well received in the hall. It was a well-written, well-delivered speech. This guy has got a lot of political skill. He's a good communicator. In terms of the message, yeah, a lot of familiar Ryan themes. You know, there's kind of a duality with Ryan where, on the one hand, he's arguing. He sort of presents himself as kind of a fiscal fixer. You know, we have this horrible math, this, you know, unsustainable arc of federal spending, and we're going to clean up this mess. That's kind of a non-ideological message. It's sort of Ryan the budget geek and policy wonk. But then there's also this very ideological dimension, which is he talks about the vision of the right and the vision of the left and freedom and individualism against what he called the central planners, this sort of statism and collectivism. Very stark language, almost apocalyptic at times.
Almost Ayn Randian.
Yes, and so you get that as well. I mean, you can't say it was all one or all the other. I mean, you really got both, and that's Ryan.
Well, but there were some things left out. Now, we're going to fact check the speech a little later on with PolitiFact. But one striking part of Paul Ryan's speech is how much he hammered the Obama administration for what the Republicans are claiming is gutting Medicare. Let's listen.
And the biggest, coldest power play of all in Obamacare came at the expense of the elderly. So they just took it all away from Medicare. $716 billion funneled out of Medicare by President Obama.
Big boos there for that. Of course, he would not be saying that. A lot of analysts say that money that's taken out of Medicare is taken from the providers to cut, you know, to sort of get rid of bad costs, and that it was agreed upon by the hospitals. And he also wouldn't say that his plan cuts out the same amount of money. But he did not mention vouchers at all. In fact, the only thing he said about the Romney-Ryan plan, contrasting with President Obama's, is that their plan would strengthen and protect Medicare. Not one more word than that. You're not surprised, I suppose.
Well, I mean, there is some, it's legitimate to ask, it's legitimate to put that question to him, because he's made a very big deal out of the kind of campaign we want to run is be very specific about our agenda, put it to the American people so that if we win, we have a mandate to do what we want to do. And both he and Governor Romney have supported restructuring Medicare in this fashion, but he didn't talk about that in this speech. So I think if we'll wait and see how specific they are and how much emphasis there is in the campaign. If they want to claim a mandate to overhaul Medicare, one would expect them to run on that policy.
Well, but what do you think? Do you think that we are seeing a changing Paul Ryan?
No, I think that's where he's coming from. I think that's, you know, he's got a roadmap, he's got a budget, you know, that's very clear. I mean, the politics of running on those things is different, and it's sort of unclear how straight they're going to be and how much emphasis and how much they're going to lead with these kinds of issues, because they're trying to have it both ways in a sense right now. They want to say, we're giving you the tough medicine on Medicare, but they're also obviously trying to use Medicare cuts as an issue against the Democrats
right.
as well.
And the Republican talking point this morning, as you walk up and down Radio Row, where we are here at the convention center, has been, well, that's not his place to talk about his plan because it's going to be the Romney plan. So it wasn't his place to talk about his plan. We'll see what happens there. But meanwhile, what else is a Wisconsin Observer? Obviously, Wisconsin's going crazy. Republicans right. there at least about having their hometown guy here. What else did you hear last night as the Wisconsin Observer?
Well, you know, he obviously tried to fill in the blanks a little bit about his background, about his life, about his roots in the Midwest. You know, he talked about Janesville. He talked about living in the community where he grew up. You know, Wisconsin is potentially in play now with his selection. And so it wasn't necessarily going to be in play before that because President Obama had consistently led in the mid-single digits. Yeah. So that has a big impact on the map if, in fact, they go all out to win Wisconsin.
Right, and some people are saying that Wisconsin could be it. It could be the Florida of this election. So we'll wait and see about that. Craig Gilbert, Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel there in Wisconsin. Thanks so much.
Thank you.